Among a crowd of hundreds outside of Lubbock's Citizen Tower, three stand tall in the center holding signs. A bright pink one reads, "I stand with Planned Parenthood." They position their messages to face Jim Baxa, talking into the microphone at the front.
"We're just trying to pray for the men in here who are going to make the decisions on the lives of little babies here today."
Another man kneels in front of the three, his hands cast out towards them, praying. Tonight is the public hearing to consider banning abortions in the city. Over a span of 6 hours, 87 people gave statements like this one from Veronica Garza.
"Had Planned Parenthood been here a year ago, I could have taken that medication behind my husband's back."
2 weeks ago, a petition was submitted to Lubbock City Council calling for a ban on abortions within city limits. If passed, Lubbock would join the ranks of 15 other Texas cities that call themselves sanctuary cities for the unborn. Lubbock would be by far the largest city to adopt the ordinance, and it would be the only city of the lot where abortions are offered. At least that will be the case once Planned Parenthood starts offering them as expected in 2021. Jim Baxa is the founder of West Texas for Life, a pro-life organization he started from his living room back in 2013.
When the abortion clinic here closed in 2013, a handful of us said, "Okay, now what? What do we do? We know women are still going to go to Dallas and have their babies chopped into pieces."
His passion to end abortion stems from being raised by a single mom. He says his father, who they now refer to as a sperm donor, told his mom to get an abortion. She didn't.
"My mom actually took me to the abortion clinic in a little stroller and gave me a little sign that said, 'Don't kill the babies.'"
Bax's mission became more focused when he crossed paths with Mark Lee Dixon, a guy from White Oak, just outside of Longview, Texas. He coined the idea for sanctuary cities for the unborn. Baxa and others in Lubbock wanted to see their city become the next sanctuary city. So they asked Dixon for help.
"I go where I feel like the Lord is leading me to go."
Dixon travels from city to city, attending city council meetings and other events, pushing local governments to adopt this ordinance.
"Right now, of course, I'm here in Lubbock, Texas, and I am hopeful that Lubbock, Texas will be the 17th city to outlaw abortion."
Part of the draw to Lubbock was the city's charter that gives a pathway for a citizen ordinance to be taken to a public vote. Dixon recognizes that city officials don't want the ordinance, but he says citizens do.
"The only way to really accomplish something was passing an ordinance, something that actually had teeth to it."
But if passed, does this ordinance actually have teeth? Right now, the short answer is no.
"What these ordinances are statements."
Jessica Waters is a professor at American University and specializes in reproductive rights law.
"But as a criminal matter, they're not enforceable, right? Because they fly in the face of federal law."
Here's Anjali Salvador with the American Civil Liberties Union of Texas.
"One of the reasons why ordinances like this are so harmful, they're confusing people about what their rights are."
Supporters of the ordinance point to an amendment to Senate Bill 22 as the loophole that allows cities to ban abortions. An amendment states that the bill can't restrict a municipality from prohibiting abortions. But even Senator Donna Campbell, who wrote the bill, said the amendment doesn't grant authority to restrict abortions.
"Abortion is still a constitutional right everywhere, including Lubbock."
Following the public hearing on Tuesday, City Council voted against the ordinance 7-0.
Aye.
The petition organizing committee can appeal for the ordinance to go to a citizen vote, likely in May. I'm Casey Ellingson with Texas Tech Public Media.